This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success. Welcome to the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer, and I am super excited because this is one of my favorite companies in the world because I don't have time to play golf and I need a golf simulator. And the president and CEO of Golfs On Americas is Sean Pion. He is amazing CEO. Welcome to the Playbook.
David, it's an honor. Thanks for having me on.
Well, when you take over, I know the feeling of running a company with a great pedigree and a great heritage. And as excited as I was about your company's pedigree and heritage, you shared with me a little bit of excitement about my pedigree and heritage with Lee Steinberg as well. So we're in a mutual admiration society. And, you know, it's such an interesting space because technology is the reason I got hired to work in sports, where there was about 2,500 people that wanted to have my job at all times. I always asked Lee, why'd you hire me? I'm not even a really good lawyer. And I wasn't a great sports agent. I came from Samsung. He said, David, because you are the only one who has a law degree and has been a CEO and knows technology. And so for you, understanding golf is one thing, but how important is the technology aspect of Golfs On's solution?
Thanks for asking the question. Unlike you, I have neither the law degree or have ever run a venture or the IT company before. So I'm drinking from a fire hose today. But what I do know is the DNA and how the Golfs On was started and how they grew. And I witnessed it having been in Korea for the last 7 to 8 years and really about 10 years. I understood and I understand how they run their business. So when I first got here, Dave, I'll give you a good example. Typically, we spend about 20 times of our competitor in terms of mapping a golf course to put it in our system. And so one of the first asks for me as a new CEO in US to go to Korea development team was, do we really need to spend this kind of money to map a golf course? Because it seems like every other system has the same golf courses. And our answer to that was, we don't cut corners when it comes to creating the realistic experience. Our job isn't to really track the ball data to give you what your club data is, what is your ball speed is. We do provide those. We're as accurate as any system that are out there today based on our high-speed camera system. But our goal is to how can we get people to access the game of golf? You mentioned earlier about not having enough time. If you live in a big city like New York or Seoul, and you're going to work every day, like playing golf every day or as often as you want, it's not an option. So that's how this company started. And we cut zero corners when it comes to technology. So everything we have from the GDR, the two vision systems and mapping the golf course, that's why we spend that kind of money. I'm not sure if you've been on our system before, Dave, but if you get on it with the swing plate that moves around that creates up to 6,800 different lies, it's no joke. You know, that takes years of investment, tens of millions of dollars of investment had gone into that to create that experience. So when we first started this business in Asia, starting from Korea, we've just dominated the market because everybody understood what we're trying to get. And that isn't to give you a club data and ball speed, but really, how can I play the game of golf in the most realistic fashion, indoor, small footprint, lesser time, lesser cost, and make it enjoyable and accessible for everybody? And that mission stay true to what we do today, every day.
And your background of understanding the golf market is essential to that. Understanding people like me that don't have time to play, or as in South Korea, there's just not that many golf courses. It's so difficult, even if you had time to play, the expense and elite understanding of how that works as well throughout Asia. What are some of the lessons you learned from, for example, the LPGA that you've taken into Golfs On's approach, maybe even with the G Tour?
Yeah, it's interesting. So I've been with the LPGA the last 16 years, up until the December of last year. I went from a player services, working with the players, to corporate partnership, to the tournament business affairs, in the last 10 years or so, running our overall portfolio in Asia, including all the tournaments, corporate partnerships, TV, TV rights deals, all of those. So I work with that. And in Asia, I would say that the kind of the electricity you feel around the game of golf is different. Not to say it's not electric over here or other parts of the world, but if you're driving down the downtown Seoul, you see at least 15, 20 billboards that are all about golf, particularly women's golf. It's very exciting, right? Now, when I first did the deal, when I was with the LPGA, I was the guy that actually signed Golf Zone as a first corporate partner of the LPGA. So actually, that was the first deal for Golf Zone outside of Korea to any kind of partnership. And that sprung over to opening a business in US. So I've really watched them for the last 6 or 7 years being their partner. And when I had to explain to the board of directors at the LPGA, they asked the question, what is in it for us? Why are we doing a deal with the simulator? Because then back in 2014 and 15, simulator wasn't as nearly accepted by the golf community. It was gimmicky. Most people looked at it as a video game. But here's what I told them. I said, our goal as a constituent in the game of golf is to get as many people to pick up the club and try hitting the ball once. From that point, what they choose to do with that is up to them. But our job is to put the club in the hands of people, whether it's women, young kids, just the avid golfers. And Golf Zone really created an ecosystem in Korea that most people who would otherwise never touch the club, we brought them into the game. We brought them into the ecosystem. At the time, I got a lot of resistance from the ball companies, club companies, golf course owners, because they think, why is LPGA such a credible brand and the property getting to a business with someone like that? Obviously, you don't lose golf balls when you play in the simulator. You don't buy as many clubs. You don't go out to the golf courses. But I told them the same thing. Eventually, once we do this, if Golf Zone is successful, they're going to benefit your business down the road. And more people we get into the game through the simulator, eventually their goal is to go out and play the golf courses. And that theory over the last 7, 8 years have proven more true than ever. If you look at Korea today, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say the exponentiality, because it goes both ways. It's getting more clubs into people's hands, having it be convenient and inexpensive leads to more people wanting to go out onto golf courses. But it also, for other people that love to go out on golf courses and can't get out there, or even just want to practice, it's the best in the world. And it's in 40 different countries because it's the best in the world. And so I really think that, on the business aspect, to have such a wide spectrum of a beginner, can play and have a really good time, almost like a video game, because they don't know how to swing and maybe they've never had a lesson to inspire them to do so. But the best golfers in the world also use it, and they can help facilitate greater play on a real course by utilizing the simulator. And so that's a real challenge for you.
For sure. Can you think of that every second, 365 days, there are 55 holes that are being played every second globally. That's how many people are using our system today. Without that accuracy, without that kind of experience, overall experience, if that doesn't fall satisfy you, we don't have the 55 played rounds played, the holes played per second. So we must be doing something right, you know? And you know, Drew, you talked a little bit about COVID, but you know, in Korea and Asia, we saw the exponential and the explosive growth in the young generation of people being flowing into the game of golf. And Golf Zone played a significant role in that. For the last 10, 15 years, since we started in 2000, we got a lot of young people into the game. The COVID gave us the platform, gave them the platform and said, hey, you know what? Now I can go out and play golf because we played simulator for 5 or 6 years. It's a really funny story. It's one thing that we want to do better as a Golf Zone. So I went out to golf course with the guy, a good friend of mine. First time he's playing, he goes to the tee without the ball in the tee. He just stands up the tee box. And he said, why isn't the ball popping up? Because I don't know if you know, on Golf Zone, we got an auto tee system that, you know, when you go there, you expect to have the tee pop up. That was interesting, right? So we are doing more now to educate those people who come to Golf Zone as a first-time golf experience. We're trying to better educate them and prep them so when they go out to the golf course, they know the proper etiquette and manners. That's just an interesting thing, but that tells you how many people we're bringing into the game every year, Every day,
And speaking of bringing into, you have such extraordinary strategic channel partnership experience, understanding how companies have mutual value, and that was a testament to, the G Tour. But you have so many more opportunities today to partner with so many different companies. Are you prioritizing a certain category of partners today that you're looking in your expansion as the leader in golf simulators?
Yeah, I think what you're seeing with us today is propping up a lot of the commercial locations where there's about 6 to 15. It's an entrepreneurs that are starting the new business. So that's been our focus today. But for me, I'm looking at different verticals. I'm looking at how can I get into colleges? How can I get this into the recreational center? Like, how can we get more people into the game? And then having, having a bit of a leg up and seeing how this game grew in Korea the last 20 years. I know that the fitness vertical is a very interesting one because I think we got a lot of people here in the United States who are looking at, okay, maybe a golf fitness is a thing, but golf fitness has been a thing in Korea for the last 10 years. So look, people like you, I don't know what your handicap is, but for people like me, I need every help and aid I can get. And be even really being able to do a very focused workout that are really centered around the muscles that I use for the game of golf. Like, that's been amazing. And that business, in my opinion, is going to take off in the States in the next few years. We're talking with a lot of different fitness franchises and owners about it, incorporating not just the sim, but indoor golf instruction and component into their everyday gym routine for their customers. So that's another vertical that I really am excited about. So those are two things we're working on at the moment. That can make a huge difference.
That's fantastic. I do and will tell you that when people ask my handicap, I always ask them a question: are we betting or are we bragging? Because I have two handicaps. It works for me. Now, to that respect, there's a lot of data that you're collecting as well. And because you have the newbies in there, it provides a great opportunity for apparel companies, equipment companies, hat companies, accessory companies to share in the data that has a lot of value. I even tell people in podcasting, I've done this will be my 1810th podcast with the biggest names in sports and entertainment. And you are holding your own, by the way. But what makes the podcast so valuable is the data. I've had casinos offer me $112 per person that has downloaded the podcast because they, the group of people that I apply to make great gamblers, I guess, and it has a core value. I can see the data that you're collecting being extremely valuable as well. Is there a data play in your background and what you're doing today?
100% for the company. Now, I think we live in the world today where everything has to be based on substantial data. When you're tracking 7 billion shots a year, every year, it gives you a lot of data. When you have 118,000 tournaments that are playing annually, it gives you a lot of data. So we have a lot of data for sure. And we are actually, unlike a lot of our competitors, we share a lot of our data with our commercial customers. We want to tell them what works for them, what worked for us, how can we help you when you once you start your business with the golf simulator bar. Like, there are a lot of data that we have right now. I'm not even sure we know what to do with all of this data, but in Korea we figured it out, and now we're really bringing all the data over here to be able to do the same thing. But in Korea we have simulators. As you know, we have about 6,000 locations in Korea. But now, because of that, we have so much data from people, we actually started our retail business. The Golf Zone Market is the number one golf retailer in Korea. We now own about 30 golf courses, and we're compiling data from there. So our business started from a golf zone simulator company. Now we're basically creating our own ecosystem based on the data that we've collected over the last 20 years. And we're going to hopefully transfer that here into the United States.
And how effective is it as a teaching tool? I find it, and I've been blessed to have my own now with Golf Zone, and it's getting time. I thought I would have much more time for me to use it, but my 14-year-old son is hogging it. So I have a little problem, but it seems to be an amazing teaching tool.
Yes.
that is, you know, really has carryover. And I can see, especially the improvement in my 14-year-old. You know, have you seen with the data a lot of the younger kids being able to use this as a launching pad into, you know, junior golf and in high school golf?
100%, yes. So for us, the teaching tool, the system we have is a little bit different. I think we have a Wave, which is a launch monitor portable. You can both use as a simulator, I think, which is the one that that you have. But we also have the Golf Zone Driving Range, GDR, that is more focused on giving you the data, all the data you need in terms of improving your game. And as we were thinking about that, we figured, okay, we've got the system and infrastructure. Where do we get the content? So we went and acquired the David Ledbetter's Academy and turned it into now Golf Zone Ledbetter Academy. We have about, I believe, 30 locations worldwide today with the David Ledbetter Academy. So we're going to continue to expand that because the teaching is such a big component. When you look at a person's overall journey within the game of golf, it's such a big component. So we're trying to further develop that. And again, to your point, we have so much data. That this helps a lot of really every business we run within our umbrella, that everything is based on the data.
And because you have so much data, last question. Obviously, AI gives you an exponential power. Being able to synthesize all that data in milliseconds, you know, probably has given you so much more value in the company. Do you have an AI division? Do you have AI consultants? How are you dealing with AI and utilizing all that great data?
We do. We have an AI division at our headquarters. I would say that the first time I was exposed to Golf Zone's AI team was 2017. So that's 6 years, it was 7 years ago, we were already having that. We've got some cool things that we got kind of in the plans. Unfortunately, I can't talk about it today, but you can count on Golf Zone doing a lot of things in the AI world. It's some incredible things that are coming in our pipeline. And as soon as it's ready, Dave, I'll call you and you'll be the first one to know.
Well, I appreciate that so much. And we will have you on many more of our platforms because your company, I love Golf Zone as much as you love Jerry Maguire, makes us mutual admiration friends immediately. I'm hoping to see you at the Masters and around the world at all the different golf functions that we go to. You could not have asked for a better new job. I'll tell you that coming into 2024. Golf is on the rise, simulators are on the rise, and you're leading the way. You are the number one player in the space. Nobody's dominated this space like Golf Zones. Thank you, Sean, for joining us. This has been an amazing insight into the future of golf and maybe even the future of sports. Sean Pien, thank you so much, President and CEO of Golf Zone Americas. We will see you soon. This is David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.